And I'll take this opportunity to share with you something you probably already know. You have a great pastor.
我今天跟大家分享一些大家可能已经听过，因为你们一个很好的牧师。
I met Biao met several years ago when I was working with the China Partnership.
我跟陈彪牧师在几年前在一起在中国伙伴施工的时候就认识。
And we immediately became friends, and even we could say kindred spirits.
我们很快的就成为了一个很亲密的朋友。
And so it's a pleasure to be here with you in his absence.
所以这今天虽然他不在，但是我很高兴能够和大家一起来分享。
Our text this morning is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8.
我们今天所要学习信息是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第六节到第十二节。
In the NIV version, a new paragraph begins at in the middle of verse 6.
在我们今天要从第六节中间开始来念。
So we will begin at in the second half of verse 6.
我们从第六节中间开始。
As apostles of Christ, we could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children. We loved you so much that we were delighted to give you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us.
作为基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
There's a story that's been told many times and in many different ways.
在有一个故事，从前被人从前有各种各样的方法传讲过。
It's about a man who was trying to teach business executives about time management.
这是一个经理，向他的手下教导手下如何的去管理他们的时间。
And he brought out a large container full of boulders.
他就给他们看了一个大桶，里面装满了石头，大的石头。
And he asked the people there, "Is the container full?"
他问这个桶有没有满。
They all said yes.
他们当然说这桶被石头装满了。
But then he pulled out a bunch of gravel and began to pour the gravel inside the container.
他又拿起一桶小石头往大石头里面装，发现那些小石头又装了进去。
And they were amazed to see how much gravel fit inside of a container that was already full.
他们就觉得很新奇，因为这些那些小石头就又装进了那些装满大石头的这个桶。
And then he asked again, "Is the container now full?"
他继续问他们，你们看这个桶现在有没有满？
Now these are smart business executives.
所以这些商人其实是很聪明的。
They were not going to be fooled twice.
他们不会被愚弄两次。
So they questioningly say, "Perhaps not."
他们就说可能还没有满。
And sure enough, he brings in some sand and pours sand into the container.
这个经理呢又拿了一桶沙子，把沙子又倒进那个桶里面。
Now is it full? He asks.
他问现在有没有满。
And they know better. They say no.
当然他们就说没有满。
And sure enough, he begins pouring water inside the container.
所以这个经理又继续把一桶水往那个大桶里面倒。
And he asks them, "What is the moral of this story?"
他问这个故事告诉你们什么？
One brave soul says, "There's always room for more."
有一个人就回答说，总归是有地方的。
He says, "No, it's full now."
他说现在已经全部包满了，没有地方了。
No, he says, "The lesson is, put your boulders in first."
他告诉他这个故事的首先的要点就是先往桶里面放大石头。
My understanding is in this church you're doing a series on Christian discipleship.
我知道我们这个教会现在正在经历这个门徒训练。
First Thessalonians chapter 2 is Paul's philosophy of ministry for Christian discipleship.
而这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章呢是保罗在关于门徒训练的他的这个方法。
And in it he describes for us what he believes the boulders are.
他向我们解释他所理解的这个大的石头是什么。
These are the things that we need to prioritize most.
有一些事情我们必须要放在首要的地位。
There are lots of very good things we can do when we disciple others.
当我们训练其他的门徒的时候，我们有很多其他的事情要做。
But if we don't prioritize what is in this passage,
但是我们如果没有把这个信息所讲的这个重要的部分放在首位的话，
then we are just playing in a sandbox.
我们就像在沙玩沙子一样，没有任何的意义。
So let's look at this passage to consider what are the boulders of Christian ministry.
我们现在看看这个经文里面所讲到这些关于基督教宣教的这个大的石头是什么。
Paul begins this passage by telling us that he could have been a burden for the people of Thessalonica.
他首先保罗在这个经历里面首先说他可以成为这个帖撒罗尼亚教会的一个负担。
But he worked night and day to avoid being a burden on them.
但是他昼夜都自己工作自己做工我们知道是支帐篷来不成为帖撒罗尼亚教会的负担。
He did not want them to have to pay to hear the message of good news.
他们不愿意他们来付钱来听这些福音的信息。
And he describes his ministry in the most tender of terms.
他用他的用非常温柔的方法来传讲他的福音，基督的福音。
He says he was gentle among them, like a nursing mother caring for her infant child.
他在他们中间是非常的温柔，好像母亲濡养自己的孩子一样。
His ministry was a ministry of gentleness patterned after Jesus, his Savior.
他这样温柔的传讲福音，就像是耶稣基督在他的在传讲他的基督的福音时候是一样的。
After all, Jesus tells us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest."
并基督就告诉我们说，到我这凡劳苦担重担的，到我这里来，我使你们得安息。
He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
你们要负我的轭，学我的样式，因为我内心温柔。
Christianity is a religion for those who are burdened.
基督教是为那些身上心里有负担的人所预备的。
Christianity is for people who realize they cannot make life work on their own.
基督教是为那些人，他们知道自己靠靠自己不能使自己的生活在一起的人。
We each have sin and we each have shame that cause us to be unable to make life work the way we ought to.
我们的罪和我们的羞辱使我们不能把我们的生命活出来像神让我们所活出来的样式。
So Jesus came to us.
所以耶稣基督到我们中间。
And he carried our burdens.
他替我们负了我们的轭。
He took upon himself our sin and our shame.
他把我们的罪和羞辱担在他的肩上。
And he gave us forgiveness.
他赦免了我们。
He gave us acceptance.
他接受了我们。
And gave us new life.
他使我们有永生。
So when Paul came to the Thessalonians, he gave them the gospel.
当保罗到帖撒罗尼迦教会去的时候，他首先带去了福音。
But the gospel was not enough.
但是他不仅仅带去了福音。
That seems kind of strange to say.
这听起来好像有点奇怪。
But Paul says, "I gave you not only the gospel of God, but my life as well."
保罗对他们说，我给你们的不仅仅是福音，我把我们的生命，我的生命也给了你们。
The order here is also, I think, very important.
他给我们的命令也是非常的重，这个次序也是非常的重要。
Because at least in America, the Church of the United States often gets this backwards.
在美国所有的教会经常的会做相反的次序。
Notice how Paul describes his ministry.
我们注意看保罗怎么描述他的宣教。
He says first that he loved the Thessalonians.
首先他说我爱帖撒罗尼迦教会的人。
He entered into the city of Thessalonica and he loved the people that lived there.
他进了这个城市，他爱这个城市里面的人。
And they had become so dear to him that he then shared the gospel with them.
这些他是这样的爱这些城市里面的帖撒罗尼迦城里的人，他就开始向他们传讲福音。
He loved first and out of love he shared the gospel.
他首先爱他们，出于爱他传讲福音。
And also out of love, he did not stop with just proclaiming a gospel message.
他正是出于爱，他不仅仅把这个福音的信息只是扔给他们。
He gave his life as well.
他把自己的生命也跟他们来分享。
See, in the United States, the American church often does this backwards.
而在美国，我们的教会经常反过来做。
Normally, we move into a new area and we begin preaching.
我们搬到一个新的地方，然后我们就开始来宣道。
And if somebody begins to believe, then we love.
他们成为基督徒以后，他们信了基督以后，然后我们来爱他们。
And then maybe if that person becomes dear to us, we then give our lives.
当他们我们爱他更多的时候，变成我们很非常亲密的爱人的时候，我们把我们的生命给他们分享。
But Paul loved first.
但是Paul, 保罗, 先爱他们。
That was the biggest boulder he put into his container.
这是他放在他的框子里面的第一块大石头。
And then it was sharing the gospel.
然后他向他们分享福音。
And then it was sharing his life.
然后跟他们一起分享他的生命。
Sharing the gospel was an overflow of the love he had for the people of Thessalonica.
所以这个分享福音是伴随着他分享跟他们一起来分享生命的。
They weren't people simply that were projects to convert.
他们那些人不仅仅是我们要转变他们这些这个项目的对象。
They were people to be loved and cared for.
而他们是我们去爱他们去关心他们的对象。
And I believe this is the crux of the passage.
我相信这是这个信息的这核心。
The gospel for Paul was not just a message to convert people.
而福音对于保罗来说不仅仅是把人转变成基督徒。
It was part of a process of giving our lives for others.
而是我们把自己的生命去给别人的一个过程。
After all, when Jesus came to us, he did not just preach a message to us and then leave.
当耶稣基督到我们中间来的时候，他不仅仅是把福音告诉我们，然后他就走了。
He came and he preached, but he also gave his life.
他来了，来到我们当中，他把福音给了我们，然后他把生命也给了我们。
And he rose again so that we might have new life in him.
然后他又复活了，使我们能够有和他一起复活，有永生的生命。
And Paul many times tells us he remembers his own past.
保罗经常告诉我们，他知道他以前的景况。
He was a man who once persecuted the church.
他是一个以前是逼迫教会的人。
His life ambition at one point was to stamp it out.
他在有一段时间，他生命的意向就是要把基督教来消灭。
Can you imagine the burdens he might have carried once he learned that Jesus was Lord?
当大家可以想象一下，当他明白耶稣基督是主的时候，他身上有多么大的一个重担。
And the followers of Christ were right. The ones that he killed were actually right.
而他曾经杀害的那些基督徒们原来是正确的。
And so Paul sometimes calls himself the chief of sinners.
所以保罗时不时地把自己叫成是罪魁中的罪人中的罪魁。
But he says even though he is the chief of sinners, he worked harder than everyone else.
他说是罪人中的罪魁，他比其他人更努力地工作。
Because God displayed his grace in Paul, the chief of sinners.
因为神在保罗身上彰显了他的怜悯和荣耀。
And if such grace could have been given to Paul, he must extend that grace to others.
这样的恩典可以在降在保罗身上，他同样把这样的恩典也给周围的人。
So Paul was not going to be a burden on those he ministered to.
所以保罗不会成为他所传讲福音，他宣教这些人的负担。
His ministry was one of freeing them from burdens.
他的信息对于他们来说是没有任何代价的。
It's common today to think of the gospel as information transfer.
今天一个很普遍的印象对于福音来说，只不过是一种信息的传讲。
We often think of discipleship as teaching people the Bible.
我们经常把这个门徒训练想象成为只是教人这些圣经上的道理。
Teaching them principles of Christian living.
教导他们基督徒生活的准则。
And teaching principles of theology.
告诉他们这些神学方面的事情。
And these things are not wrong.
这些东西都是需要的，都是正确的。
These are very good and important parts of discipleship.
这是门徒训练中间一个重要的部分。
It's just not the boulder.
但是这些都不是那块大石头。
For Paul, the boulder began with love.
对于保罗来说，这个大石头首先就是爱。
Several years ago, I learned of a church that was doing mission work in the country of Guatemala.
几年前我听说有一个教会在危地马拉传教。
And I'd rather not tell you the name of the church.
我不想告诉大家这个教会的名字。
Because this is an example of how sometimes we put the sand in first.
这是这个教会宣教的例子，就像我们把沙先放在这个桶里面一样。
Each year, this church would go to the same village in Guatemala.
这每一年呢，这个教会都会去危地马拉同样一个村子。
And this village was made up of people that are very poor.
而这个村子里面的人都是很穷。
And they would come down and put on a revival show.
嗯，他们就到这个村子里面去，然后组织了一些节目，奉新会的节目。
They'd have skits and music and presentations.
他们有这些音乐，也有讲道。
And they would also share the gospel.
当然，他跟他们分享福音。
And if you happen to convert and come forward during their altar call, you would get a free T-shirt.
当他们在宣召的时候，如果你变接受耶稣基督到前面来，他就会给你一个 T 恤衫。
So one year, a man joined the trip that actually knew some Spanish.
有一年呢，去宣跟他们一起宣道的人呢，知道这个西班牙语。
And he was walking through the crowds while the presentations were going on.
当在传人布道会的时候呢，他就在这个群众当中，下面听众当中来打听，或者是在跟他们交谈。
And he overheard these kids talking about wanting to go up and get saved again.
他就偶尔听见这些孩子说，为什么他们又到这边来听到，又重新想被得救。
See, they were poor.
因为他们很穷。
And they needed T-shirts.
所以他们又需要这些 T 恤衫。
And all you had to do was go say you got saved, and you could get yourself a free T-shirt.
所以你如果在布道会的时候站起来到前面来说你相信耶稣基督，你可以又得到一个免费的 T 恤衫。
So these people were getting saved year after year after year because of the free clothing that was being given away.
这些人每年都上去来得救，就是因为他们需要那些衣服。
And the church was returning home with inflated numbers of the people that were being converted during these trips.
所以当这些短宣队回来以后呢，他们对自己数的这些得救的人数感到非常的兴奋。
See, the problem with this is not what they were doing. What they were doing was good.
这个他们所做的是一个好的事情。
Sharing the gospel is good.
分享福音是好的。
Giving out free T-shirts is good.
当然给那些免费的 T 恤衫也是好的。
We are supposed to care for the poor.
我们应该去关心那些贫穷的人。
The problem was simply lack of love.
然而问题就是他们没有是出于爱。
Had they come and learned about how the village works?
如果他们去了解这个村子里面的经济情况
if they had come and found a church there and partnered with a church that knew the people
如果他们和当地的教会一起来联系那个教会知道了解当地的人的话
they would have been able to minister out of love
他们才可以因着爱去向那些人去传讲福音。
But they were motivated perhaps more by the numbers they could bring home than by the people they served.
他们可能只是真正的关注于那些他回来带回来的那些被救的人数而不是去真正的去关心那些当地的人。
And this may seem like an extreme example.
这听起来好像是一个特别的极端的一个例子。
But there's no reason to think that something similar might not happen to us if we don't get our boulders in first.
但是如果我们不把爱这块大石头首先放到这个筐子里面去的话，这也可能会发生在我们身上。
Sharing the gospel is not just a transfer of information.
传讲福音并不是把这个信息给另外一个人。
One of my professors in seminary used to say it this way: teaching isn't talking.
我在神学院那个教授经常说，教导不仅仅是告诉别人。
Discipleship involves investing in other people's lives.
门徒训练是把我们的生命给另外一个人。
Just like Jesus invested in the 12 disciples.
就像耶稣基督把他的生命分享给十二个门徒一样。
And even they sometimes misunderstood him.
虽然那些门徒有时候会误解他。
But they could not deny that he gave them his life.
但是他们不可否认耶稣基督把生命给了他们。
And Jesus asked nothing less for us in Christian discipleship.
但是耶稣基督所需要我们去做的在门徒训练当中就是去跟我们的门徒来分享生命。
We can busy ourselves with many things that look good on paper.
我们可以让自己变得很忙，看看这个纸上写的各样的事项。
But without love, we're just playing in sandboxes.
但是如果没有爱，我们只不过是在沙土里面玩。
We can write philosophies of ministry that would until we're blue in the face.
我们可以去把这些传道的传宣教的这些哲学写下来，直到写得我们脸发青。
But I suspect that Paul's philosophy of ministry had three things in it.
然而保罗的宣讲的这个宣道的这个哲学方法里面有三点。
Love.
爱。
Share the gospel.
传分享福音。
And share my life.
和分享生命。
That's Christian discipleship in a nutshell.
这是一个基督徒门徒训练的一个方法。
And there are lots of other things that we can do.
在我们也可以做很多其他的事情。
There's even great material on the Third Millennium website.
我们可以看到Third Millennium website 有很多的这些就是说机会我们可以参与。
But it has to begin with love.
但是首先是要有爱。
And if we're honest, we are all a mess.
如果我们诚实的话，我们其实是一个非常糟糕的。
Whether we minister in Guatemala or in Orlando, we are all sinners.
不管我们是在危地马拉宣教还是我们在奥兰多宣教，我们都是罪人。
None of us can make life work on our own.
我们每个人光靠自己是不可能把我们的生命放在一起的。
We believe in Jesus because we know how desperately we need him.
我们相信耶稣基督，因为我们知道我们是如何的需要他。
And so the gospel makes more sense when we preach to others that need him, if we share our need of him as well.
如果我们将像我们在宣教的时候，把我们自己的经历分享给别人的时候，这福音对于他们来说就变得更有意义。
We can experience grace together with those we share the gospel with.
我们可以跟那些分享福音的人一起去分享神的恩典。
When we live in authentic community, then we share our needs together.
当我们在一起在基督的这个国度里面的时候，我们一起来分享耶稣基督的恩典，一起来分担我们各自的需要。
And the gospel can take root in all of us better through discipleship.
而福音通过门徒训练可以更深的在我们心里扎根。
And it amazes me also the results of Paul's ministry.
更让我惊奇的是保罗这个宣教的结果。
Paul described the results of his ministry in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 6 through 10.
我们看到保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章6到10节讲到他宣教的结果。
He says that after he came the first time and shared the gospel with them, the gospel rang out from Thessalonica.
他说到当他第一次来到帖撒罗尼迦，然后离去以后，我们可以看到福音从帖撒罗尼迦就开始传开了。
Through the people that became Christians in Thessalonica, the gospel went out to Greece and all throughout Macedonia.
我们可以看到从帖撒罗尼迦那些基督徒们，福音从帖撒罗尼迦传到了希腊，传过了希腊和马其顿。
See, Paul actually multiplied his own ministry in Thessalonica.
所以保罗通过帖撒罗尼迦可以使福音来广传。
The people that were saved in Thessalonica then became missionaries to reach out to the rest of the world.
而在帖撒罗尼迦得救的基督徒们可以成为宣教士，把福音传到更多的地方。
Their lives had been transformed because Paul shared his life with theirs.
他的生命在帖撒罗尼迦信徒的生命得到改变，是因为保罗和他们一起来分享他的生命。
And through the people of Thessalonica, the Mediterranean world was changing.
通过帖撒罗尼迦教会，帖撒罗尼迦教会的基督徒们，而马其顿整个地方也得到了改变。
And this is what happens when we get the boulders in first.
这就是我们首先把爱这块大石头放在筐子里面所得到的。
When we play in a sandbox, we just argue about the toys.
如果我们只是在这个沙坑里面玩的时候，我们只是说一些用一些工具来做。
Because religion then is all about how to get what I want from Jesus.
而如果仅仅是宗教的话，总归是想我们如何从基督那里得到什么。
We argue about what our song should sound like.
我们争论说我们的敬拜的诗歌应该是如何。
We argue about how long the sermon ought to be.
我们争论这个宣道的时间，正道的时间。
Not in this church, of course.
当然不是在这个教会。
But it's a symptom of a larger problem.
这只不过是这些大的问题的一些小的端倪。
That we have lost the overall sense of mission that God has given His church.
如果我们在这些小问题上纠结的话，我们就完全的丧失了这个大的图画。
I'm so glad that this church is a church that.Is so involved in reaching China.
我很高兴我们的教会在向中国传讲福音的时候是非常的有心，非常的积极。
And it's amazing to think what your pastor is doing when he's there.
当陈彪牧师在中国所做的也是非常的让人惊喜。
And so you are an example for us all as well.
所以他也是我们的例子。
I know this philosophy of ministry to be true because it's in Scripture.
我们知道这耶稣保罗所告诉我们的这些是正确的，因为他在圣经里面所写。
But I also see its truth in my own life.
但是我也通过我自己的经历也知道这是这个宣教的这个方法是应该是这样。
When I was a kid, a middle school kid, I was kind of a nerd.
当我是在如果在初中的时候，我差不多是个书呆子。
And I didn't really think that people liked me too much.
我知道大概人不是很喜欢我。
And so I kind of kept to myself.
所以我自己很内向。
And one of the fun things about my church was once you got to be in middle school, you could go to youth group.
所以在我们的教会里面，当你跟我们一样，就是如果你变成初中生的时候，你可以去 youth group.
I didn't have much desire to be in youth group.
但是呢，我自己不太想去这个青少年的团契。
Because I didn't think people would like me there.
因为我想大家那儿的人大概不太会喜欢我。
But there was a youth pastor there by the name of Mike Flock.
在Mike Flock 是当那个教会的这个青少年的牧师。
And every week he would ask me to come.
每一个星期他都让我来。
And I would always not show.
我总是不愿意来。
So he volunteered to come pick me up.
所以他说我来接你。
He picked me up at my house, brought me to his house early before the youth group meeting so that he could get to know me.
所以呢，他就提早一点把我从家里接到他家，然后呢，这样他就会更了解我。
And that began a 4-year process of him discipling me.
而这就开始了他四年对我的门徒训练。
We met weekly.
我们每周都会面。
And he saw in me not just who I thought I was.
他看我不仅仅是像我看自己一样。
He saw in me what I could be.
他看我是看到我的未来。
And we talked about the Bible.
我们一起来谈圣经。
We talked about theology and principles of Christian living.
我也谈论神学和基督徒生活的准则。
To be honest, I don't remember much about it.
其实我现在好像不记得很多这些事情。
I do remember though that he loved me.
但是我明明白白的知道他爱我。
I do remember that I began to see myself as being worthwhile because he saw it in me.
我看到我自己是有这样的价值，因为他看我是有这样的价值。
And that helped me understand that Jesus accepts me too.
这也帮助我明白耶稣基督也是这样的来接受我。
See, the words of the gospel message are not supposed to be understood apart from our human life.
而如果不仅仅如果不把我们的生命放在里面的话，而这些福音的这些字句其实并不能代表完全的意思。
Our words make more sense if they are lived out.
我们的话语有着更多的意义，当我们把我们的话语把基督的话语活出来的时候。
Sometimes we're good examples for those we disciple.
我们也有时候是那些门徒们的榜样。
Sometimes we're not.
是有时候我们不是好的榜样。
But we can also repent.
因为我们也需要来悔改。
We can demonstrate what the Christian life is all about through our living, through our repentance, and through our sharing.
通过我们的悔改，通过我们的分享，我们也可以向别人来表明一个基督徒的生活到底是怎样的。
And of course, we only become Christians because of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
当然，我们成为基督徒是因为圣灵在我们心中的工作。
But God has chosen to use these boulders in the process of sharing our lives for each other to see people come to Christ and then grow in Him.
然而神让我们把这些大的石头首先放在筐子里面，当我们传讲福音的时候，我们去跟那些人一起来分享生命，然后看他们变成基督徒，然后一起来成长。
And this requires honesty on our part.
当然这也在我们方面需要我们很诚实。
Because we have to share ourselves to those that we love.
因为我们需要把我们真实的自己去跟对方来分享。
I remember after I graduated college, I worked as a geologist in Maryland.
我在大学毕业以后，我在马里兰变成研究地理。
And I remember coming into church or coming into work one morning on a Monday, and one of my friends asked me what I did over the weekend.
有一天早晨我上班的时候，我的朋友就问，哎，你在周末的时候做什么呢？
Well, I had been at a church picnic.
我说我在我们教会的野餐会。
And for some reason, I was a little afraid of sharing something spiritual openly like that.
其实那时候我想敞开的去分享福音，我有点胆怯。
So, but I decided I needed to be honest, so I told them I had been at a church picnic.
所以因为我知道我要诚实，所以我就老实跟他说我在教会的这个野餐会上面。
So one of my friends asked me after that, he said, I know you are a Christian, but are you a born-again Christian?
所以我的朋友说，我知道你是一个基督徒，但是你是不是生下来就是基督徒呢？
So I explained what the word born again was all about.
所以我跟他跟向他解释，我并不是说我的家庭就是一个基督教的家庭，我就跟他解释这个重生的这个目这个道理。
And he thought that was kind of interesting, and then he walked away.
他听觉得很有趣，然后他就走了。
But there was another colleague of mine that overheard that conversation.
但是我另一个同事大概听到了我们的交谈。
And his name was Richard.
他的名字叫 Richard.
And he came to me and said that he was interested in what I had shared with my other friend.
Richard 就到我面前来，就是说他对我跟别人那个人分享的就很感兴趣。
So he ended up, he and I would have lunch together.
所以我们就一起去吃中饭。
And we talked about Genesis and John. We did a little Bible study together.
我们读了一点点圣经，在创世纪还有约翰福音。
And he shared with me that he felt like his life was purposeless.
他分享说他的生活好像没有什么目的。
He thought his life had no meaning.
他生活没有什么意义。
And as I shared the gospel with him, he found where meaning for him might lie.
当我跟他分享福音的时候，他我分享了福音对于我如何的是在生命中产生了意义。
And he became a Christian.
他后来成为了一个基督徒。
And we ended up meeting together periodically up until I moved down to Florida for seminary.
我们就一直这样有规律的在一起来会面，一起来分享，直到我搬到这个佛罗里达。
I didn't understand this passage at the time.
当我跟他分享的时候，其实我并不是很理解这个保罗这段经文所说的。
I just had a good example given to me. That Mike Flock shared with me so that I could share with Richard Yim.
我只不过是跟随我的这个导师的样式，因为我原先的youth group 的 pastor 这样跟我做，所以我要这样跟 Richard 做。
God is reclaiming this world for himself.
神已经掌管了这个世界。
And each of us have the opportunity to be a part of it.
我们每个人都有机会成为他国度的一员。
We live, though, in a world that's broken.It's crippled by sin and shame.
我们活在这个世界是因着羞辱和罪变得破碎。
We live in a world where people like Richard feel like life has no meaning.
我们活在这个世界上面，有很多人就像 Richard 一样，觉得生活毫无意义。
And that should break our hearts.
那个应该让我们的心碎。
And when our hearts break, that should cause us to love.
当我们的心碎的时候，我们会产生爱。
And when we love, we can't help but share the gospel.
当我们爱他们的时候，我们去跟他们分享我们的福音。
And when we love, we can't help but share our lives.
当我们爱他们的时候，我们就跟他们分享我们的生命。
And this is how the world changes.
这就是世界如何的改变。
Sometimes one person at a time, sometimes whole villages at a time.
有时候只是一个人，有时候是整个村子。
It's the message of love.
这是一个关于爱的信息。
Coupled with the sharing of the gospel in our own lives.
伴随着分享福音和分享生命。
These are the boulders of Christian ministry.
这些是基督教宣教的基石。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the love that you have given us.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你所给我们的爱。
We cannot help but consider the life that you lived among us.
我们看到你在我们当中所表明的生命。
You sent your Son to live and to die and rise again.
你把你的爱子给了我们，在这个世界上为我们死，又重又复活。
So we might have new life in you.
所以我们可以在你里面有新的生命。
Heavenly Father, give us the grace and strength to share that life with others.
天父给我们恩典，给我们力量，去把这样的生命去跟别人来分享。
And in all of our sharing and in all of our teaching, that we would never forget what Paul says here.
在我们的分享教导当中，让我们不要忘记保罗在这里边所说的。
That all true Christian discipleship flows from love.
所有的基督教的门徒训练是出于爱。
For it's in the name of your Son Jesus Christ that we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.